Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello!
Hey!
Hey!
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Oh, great and good.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I'll put that there.
Yeah. Sorry, you don't have to do video for us.
Yeah.
Okay, you already have an idea. Okay. All right,
we kind of have a low angle crotch shot with our laptop and stuff anyway. Yeah. So.
Okay, no worries.
It's like, Steve, I don't remember your knees being so big. Like,
I don't know. It's been way too long.
How have you guys been?
Good, good. We'll see. Hopefully if Caesar can join in. He has a pretty good idea that I think he said he's going to have some downtime at the perfect time. So that'll work. Yeah.
I see. Remember last time he joined us, he was like having dinner and there was, what, like some kids eyeballing him or some shit? Or seen her?
Yeah.
I was like, Caesar, don't beat him up. Don't.
Oh, he's oh my gosh, he's in a much better place. He's not in the big rig anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, he's been doing charter bus work, which he loves because he actually gets to socialize with people.
Yeah.
So
he is a social butterfly. So that, yeah, it's got to be 10 times better.
He really is. Yeah, that's so him. So he's, sorry, I've been running around. Because he gets along with people so well. I mean, people are requesting him, saying like, hey, we want to do this event. Yeah, for sure. And he shows up to work and people are excited to see him. And it's got to be an amazing feeling to be appreciated.
Be.
Yeah. he's pretty awesome.
Yes.
But,
and I see the kids getting so big and being champion swimmers and stuff. That's awesome.
Yeah, boy, they're kept busy. KJ is really in his element in the water, and Luther is too. Luther's they're both just little fish. I think ultimately, also Luther has he's dancing. He has another show coming up in May. So it's really exciting. It's a Peter Pan themed with swim team. There's not going to be another meet up until like May or something, but oh, there he is. You're muted, hubby.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, thought I'd keep y'all waiting.
It's all good.
I wanna see hubby. Each other's faces. Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Oh, you want to see the faces? Let's see what we can do.
Hello.
All right, let's see how this goes. Hey!
Hey! What's going on, y'all?
Hey. Here, we can probably adjust this guy's scooch. Hey, oh, run away. This is the way.
There it is. What's up, good-looking people? Look at y'all.
Yo.
Yeah, that's us. Got all the gray hairs coming in nicely. It's gonna be great.
Hey, at least you got hair. Look at this mess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
How you been, man?
I'm doing all right. I'm over here slaving away.
Nice. Are you at least still in like the Pacific Northwest, or are you traveling all over and stuff right now?
No, I'm basically to the border of Canada right now.
Ah.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, that's cool. Easy stuff. Good to see y'all.
Pacific Super Northwest.
Yeah, Super Northwest.
Pacific Super Northwest, yes.
The North by Northwest.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm in the bus. Nobody's here, so I'm good. I'm chilling.
Nice. Are you guys ready to talk about some space chimps?
Space chimp action.
Oh, God.
Oh, geez.
Boy, that was rough.
I got some fun facts about this movie that I think might turn you around towards the end.
What?
I mean, it potentially could. I doubt it, but, you know. Should we get started then?
Yeah, let's do it.
Space Chimps have a new member.
Mission Control, Houston, I'm blasting off!
And a new mission.
Hang in there, Comet, we'll get you down.
He's doomed, isn't he? And this time, they're not monkeying around.
In, out, in, out.
I think you're both missing a link.
Get ready for the most earth-shattering...
The beasts here are very powerful.
...high-flying... Out of this world, Space Chimps mission yet. Say goodbye, Earth nerds.
Anybody understand him?
Space Chimps 2, Sartog Strikes Back.
Break it down now. Take it down, down.
Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is... Everything I Learned from Movies. And tonight.
Oh, tonight.
We are continuing April with 2010's Space Chimps 2, Zartog Strikes Back.
Steve, I'm so confused. We never watched the first one.
Oh, I don't think that's going to be an issue. But just in case anything comes up, babe, we've got some help for this one.
Oh, thank God. Maybe that's they've right. seen the first one.
Maybe. Well, I mean, they do have kids. There's a slim chance. But that's right. We have Heather and Caesar. Welcome.
Hey.
Heather, how's the new book coming?
Really good. The response has been very polarizing, honestly. So I recently published the first of my... The Discomfort of the Blended series, called Comfort for Community. And it's a little on the political side, which kind of surprises me that I wrote something like that.
The dog's being asked. Don't worry about him. Keep going.
No worries.
We'll fix it post.
Okay. I don't know. That might happen with the kids time to time too. So Comfort for Community is the first of a trilogy that I'm writing. It's a POV, this woman named Gertrude who lives in the not too distant future, in which racial segregation is again legalized. And because of that, it becomes very much the norm for people to arrange marriages. So she's a young white woman who's been married off to a man about twice her age and isn't the kindest person in the world. So she comes up with this idea to escape the marriage. There's this mysterious relocation program for mixed race people who are now illegal. They just can't exist. But in the event that they do, they can just turn themselves into this mysterious program called the Comfort for Community program, in which they can just be quietly reassigned and relocated. So she comes up with this.
You're
right. It is.
It's a giant food processor, Steve.
Yeah. It's people. Soil green is people.
Oh no! It's
part of
the trilogy,
right? Oh no!
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I guess I'll stop.
I'm sure
she'll
come up with something much better. Right. Giant
I'll start all over again. Well, thanks, guys. But she comes up with this great idea where it's like, okay, I will dress up as a mixed race person and turn myself in. And be relocated by the state so I can escape this marriage. And her plan goes off without a hitch, but she learns a lot more than she ever thought she would and ends up in some misadventures. And that's just the first book of the series.
Yeah.
Nice. And of course, you already have two books out. Where would people be able to find these books to, I don't know, purchase them and support you in some way?
Yeah. Oh, well, yes, you can find Comfort for Community or To Hold Oneself at, well, on Amazon, of course. Locally in the Pacific Northwest, you can find it at the Timberland Regional Library System. Harbor Books in Hoquiam, Washington, Lemon Hill Cafe in Montesano, Washington. You can also find them on Walmart.com, Target.com, a lot of places. You can just Google it, at least my name, Heather Osoy. You'll go right to where you need to go.
That's Osoy, O-S-O-Y.
Yes.
Cesar, what are you up to?
Right now, I'm driving out to Canada at the moment. Just trying to support mouths.
Just trying to feed mouths and whatnot. You know how it is.
Please join Cesar and Steve on their new podcast, How I Support My Artist Wife.
Exactly. It's called Patreon of the Arts. You can hit us up at... well, I guess before we get into this this gripping story about chimps in space, babe, I don't know about you.
There are no Cuisinarts in this either. Spoiler alert.
I mean, how about you, babe? I'm thirsty.
I'm still sober. Let's fix this.
Let's go with this one first. Since we're going into the vastness of space. We have from Wasatch Brewery, their Top of Main Series Black Lager.
Ah, oh, Top of the Main too.
5% alcohol by volume. Top of Main Black Lager is a well-balanced brew that boasts roasty and smooth malt flavors with a moderate hop bitterness. This lager's floral hop aroma will have you savoring every sip. Every sip. What the hell's happening to me? I can't stop. Unfiltered and unpasteurized, but it's a lager. Here we go. My top.
It's the hawk.
Nice. And the pool.
This is a beautiful, like, coffee-colored beverage. Yeah. Has a creamy khaki-colored head with very fine bubbles that are lingering.
One bubbles and then lingering.
Yeah, so it's definitely worth seeing. It? Sorry, what?
Does it got any weed in it?
It doesn't say.
No, it's from Utah, so we're... We're still in the 50s when it comes to that stuff, apparently. yeah, not bad at all. Yeah, nice little roasty notes, but nice and smooth. A lot like a Negro Modelo.
Sorry, my dog is ringing.
Yeah. Coming, master. You guys drinking anything on your end?
Water.
You know what? Oh, tea. Just green tea.
Green tea, the finest of greenest. No, wait, I'm sorry, Heather. Got any weed in it?
How much weed's got in it?
I'll take that as a maybe. No. There we go. Mm. So yeah, watch that Rui Top of Maine Black Lager.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Put that out of the way. All right, 2010, Space Chimps 2, Zartog Strikes Back. From director John H. Williams. Well, he's not the composer, I'll tell you that.
What?
In fact,
this... I promised John Williams.
He's John Williams, Yeah, this was actually his only directing credit. What? No! But he's a producer. Of things you might have heard of, like 7 Years in Tibet, Shrek, The Tuxedo, Shrek 2, Valiant, Happy Never After, Shrek the Third, Space Chimps, Shrek Forever After, which apparently was a thing. This, Puss in Boots, Acorns : Operation Crackdown, Gnome Alone. You notice I immediately paused for laughter on that one. Knew it was coming. Charming, Trouble, Fearless, and Rally Road Racers.
So nothing but gold.
Yep. Nothing but animated gold. And then also the tuxedo 7 years in Tibet.
Oh, Steve, we're going to have to do Shrek Timber because there's an entire Shrek universe.
No, no.
Oh, and people get weird about
it. Babe, if we're not doing Kung Fu Panda, we're not going to do Shrek.
You remember Luis from Kung Fu Panda?
How dare you? I've seen the first one. Apparently, they've made a billion others.
It's the never ending story, or Land Before Time of this generation.
But there's still Land Before Time.
Yes. And then there's also like Land Before Time 7, the extraterrestrials.
Yeah.
Which we did.
I think we're up to like 17 or something like that. Coming next week.
I'm sorry. It's the Stone of Cold Fire or something. Yeah.
Yep. And then surprise, aliens at the end.
Surprise with aliens. They always go to space. Brave Little Toaster went to space.
Sure did.
When did Shrek go to space, Steve?
Maybe there's a fourth or a fifth one coming out. I don't know.
Well, I can tell you when these monkeys went to space. It was in the first one.
It's Shrek 5, but it's like 5 wreck because it just replaces the S. I don't know. 5 wreck. Anyway. So written by Robert Moreland. Who's he? You might know him from Space Marines, Ground Control, Happily Never After, Space Chimps, this 6 episodes of Muertoons. And of course, everybody's favorite, No Malone.
Oh boy.
But guys, this is an animated feature. So you have voice talents. You might know some of these names. You have Tom Kenny as Ham.
We love Tom Kenny.
That's right. Good old SpongeBob himself. Zach Shada as Comet. Who's he? Probably a kid. Patrick Warburton as Titan.
Patrick Warburton.
That's right. The Tick, Brock Sampson. You know the voice.
The Triangle guy.
Swanson? Isn't he the guy from Family Guy, the cripple?
Oh, yeah. Joe. Yeah.
Joe Swanson.
Yep.
Yeah.
Stanley Tucci as the senator.
Stanley Tucci. Tucci.
You might know him from Monkey Shines. And, of course, everyone's favorite, The Core.
The Core. I didn't program it to see nothing. Plan B? You just want to have a plan B?
Join Izzy for her one-woman show. The Core.
Guys, if you just want to see Stanley Tucci, possibly in his finest freakout, just Google Stanley Tucci freakout The Core. And he has a complete meltdown over having a plan B. It's spectacular.
That sounds like the greatest, oh my god, exercise video ever. Stanley Tucci, freak out The Core. It's like a bunch of EDM music and Stanley Tucci just doing crunches.
I am sad though, babe. You're becoming desensitized to The Core because it used to be every time we mentioned it, you'd utter a groan.
Cheryl Hines, Carlos Arazaraki. Who's he? That's the Taco Bell guy. Keith Houston. Cheryl Hines is Luna. John DiMaggio as Zartog. That's right, Bender.
Bender, yeah.
And Jane Lynch as Dr. Poole.
It was Jane Lynch. We were right.
Yeah.
We were like, damn, that sounds like Jane Lynch.
Yeah, a lot of the voice acting in this, it was like, I can't tell if that's Stan Tucci or someone doing a decent Stan Tucci. Apparently it was Stan Tucci.
Right, like, man, that guy's doing a killer Patrick Warburton.
What was it with Zartog? Where it was basically like Tim Curry meets Kelsey Grammer kind of thing.
Turns out it's Stan Tucci.
No, it was Bender.
It was Bender.
Yeah. So how'd you guys watch this one?
YouTube. Oh, yeah. Yeah, on YouTube, it was free.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. Thank goodness. I'm so glad you didn't have to pay for this one.
How did we watch it, Steve?
Oh, we own this, babe. Not only do we own this, we... Okay, your shocked faces allow me to explain. We have a used DVD store here in here by where we live. Where you can get
entertainment store, Steve.
Well, yes, it's all entertainment. But specifically, they have these mystery bags where you can get 20 mystery DVDs for $15. Mm-hmm. We do it when it's buy one, get one free. So it's 40 DVDs for $15. And being here in Utah, there is a wide selection of It's usually like Harry Potter, some early 2000s action movies, a bunch of Jesus stuff.
We always get a Dark Knight.
Yeah, Dark Knight's always in there. Yeah, Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull pops up all the time.
Easily 2 out of 3.
But once we got Space Chimps 2, Zartog Strikes Back with 3D glasses. And yes, on the DVD, you can play the 3D version. Did we watch that? No, we did not. Are we going to watch it in the future? Let's find out.
Stay tuned.
Spoiler alert.
No.
Spoiler alert. 3D doesn't work for Izzy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I wanted to ask you, out there, because you guys are in Utah, right? Don't they edit movies specifically?
No. Okay, back in the early 2000s, there was the company CleanFlix that
did
a bunch of that, and then they got sued out of existence because, you know, it is basically them profiting off somebody else's movie by basically doing a YouTube clip, but then also charging $20 for a copy of it back in the early 2000s, and so, you know, movie producer guys were like, well, that's our money.
Right. Yeah, I believe it was Sony got their undies in a bundle first.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
Because of Sony.
Oh, but guys, this is brought to us by Prana Animation. Who are they? More on that later, because this is going to be great. All right, so we hit play on the DVD. We get a nice little recap of previously on Space Chimps. Oh, thank God, I thought I was going to be lost. Basically, there were 3 chimps. They were launched into space. They got sucked through a wormhole, went to a planet called Malgor. They found some life there. They apparently brought back the villain Zartog, who was then turned into a lawn ornament somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing anything?
Nope.
No.
Just the whole point of all that.
Yeah, I was like, wait, so the guy just like they turned a stone in the Earth's atmosphere. Like, what are the conditions of him being a lawn ornament now? Like,
you'd have to watch the first one to find out.
Don't worry about it. No, I'm not going to do that. Look, 3 or 4 years from now, I might watch it for April, but I'm good. have to start running out of 8 movies before that happens.
Oh, good luck with that. They're making 4 or 5 of them a year.
Hell yeah, they are.
Steve, what 8 movies are coming out this year?
Oh, well, by the time you've heard this, we had just watched Godzilla X Kong The New Empire. Yeah! Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes coming in May. Woo!
Oh!
I'm sure there are others. It's like monkey movie. Do Bigfoot movies count as monkey movies?
I don't know. You're the ape expert.
I think they're Homo sapiens, so I don't think that counts.
Yeah, I think they get their own month. I agree.
Oh, they're Neanderthal, right?
I don't know. Think so.
They're Bigfoots, duh.
Yeti? I don't know.
Sasquatch?
Yetebuary? We'll figure it out. But
Sasquatch Timber.
Yeah, Squatch Fest.
Oh, Squatch Timber! Go and squatch him.
Squatchtober. Yeah. I like it.
All right, so there's the 3 monkeys that were sent into space. Their names, we find out, are Ham, Titan, and Luna. But there's also Comet, who's this like Wunderkind tech whiz, and the new recruit he's like, Steve, I'm going to be on the next flight. It's going to be great.
He's the Wesley Crusher of the monkey universe.
Totally the Crusher. But when does he kill a guy and get away with it?
Wait for Spaceships 3, Steve.
Oh no! Spaceships 3, chimps on trial. Oh my god, it's in a literal kangaroo court. It's gonna be great. They're in Australia. The bailiff's a koala. Okay, I'm giving away too much. But yeah, so Comet, he's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be on the next flight. It's gonna be great. Yay. And then he has FaceTime or whatever with some giant head thing. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Right. Wasn't that thing weird? I thought, you know what? I thought it was a child, like some kind of kid. It looked like to me, just with a big old water head on him.
I thought it was like a baby.
Weird.
It's like a giant. It's like a balloon that's not quite full. It still has like the reservoir tip on top of its head or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
But that was weird. Why were they even talking in the first place? Why were they trying to meet up?
He didn't go to space, right? But yeah, it's a long distance relationship. They met over the internet, you know. With, yeah,
like a 4-year old. The thing that
Yeah, it sounds like a 4-year-old, and apparently we find out she's first off, it's a she. Yeah. Secondly, that it's like into Comet, but Comet is just nope. Like, hey, you're my friend, blah blah blah. And she's like, well, we could be more than friends. And he's like, well, what's more than that? And I'm like, virgin,
right? Oh, 100%. This entire show, the light bulb kid is hitting on the monkey.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He wants that space dick.
And then somebody screams, you're in the ship. And I'm like, oh, ship, as in spaceship, because I thought
in the ship.
You said something else there for a second in this PG movie.
Your peas.
You're in the ship now. And then, yeah, I don't know. So, all right, there's another thing where Comet starts, like, riding a unicycle around, and I'm like, okay, cool, blah, blah, blah. And then there's, like, a random shot of a clown talking to another one of the apes, and I'm like, I must have missed something in the first movie about them being in the circus before they were launched into space, or because that's never explained in this movie, but I'm just piecing that together. Because there's a clown named Piddles that pops up like fucking Pennywise every so often. And I'm like, what the fuck is that doing here?
I couldn't find the first movie. Is Sid available?
I'm sure. Well, let's find out. Usually it's on Amazon for like $4, and I'm like, I'm not paying that shit.
I think I saw something where it was banned in a whole bunch of countries for some reason.
What?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess not.
Yeah, it looks like it's on YouTube and Amazon for like $4. Okay. Spoilers, it has higher scores than this one. Oh, Andy Samberg is the voice of Ham in the first one.
Oh.
Everybody else is pretty much the same. Oh my god, there's this. Oh no, wait. I was like, oh wait, is there Space Jam 3 already? No, it's some fandom idea or some shit. So, no, nobody's funding that. Sorry, guys.
No, thank you.
Let's see what happens. Oh yeah, so then we cut to Zartog as a lawn ornament in a lawn being peed on by a dog, and I'm like, this is gonna be great. Okay. We see all the other chimps that actually went into space, you know, the titular space chimps. Yeah. Titan's doing, like, working out, doing a bunch of pull-ups or upside-down crunches or whatever the hell.
Mm-hmm.
Houston, I guess, is kind of the older dude. He's voiced by the Taco Bell Chihuahua guy, so Luna's reading. Cool. Yep. And then the senator shows up in a chopper. Okay.
Yes.
And
yeah.
He has the longest head in the world. His skull would be so weird.
Okay, Easter Island motherfucker.
But, what's his name? Comet also has a banana phone. It's a phone shaped like a banana. I'm surprised that didn't take off. No, I don't know.
Banana berry.
Oh my god, that's right. They do call it the banana berry.
It's the banana berry.
You guys remember blackberries?
That's right.
I remember that, yeah.
Oh, I was so confused. It's just now hitting me. That's crazy.
They made a movie earlier this year starring the guy from Glenn Howerton from Sunny in Philadelphia about blackberries. And I'm like, oh my god, that was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, it's old enough for that biopic about. I'm sorry, Steve, you're never going to get that blackberry.
Right. I missed my chance.
I'm pretty sure my Aunt Sue is still using her BlackBerry, by the way.
Why isn't anybody hitting me up on this thing anymore? I don't get it.
Without a full keyboard didn't it have a full keyboard on the Apple phone? Oh
yeah, it's slid up. Yeah, sliders.
Yeah, right.
By the way, the clamshells are coming back. They're going to bring back the sliders at some point.
Yeah.
I'd be kind of excited for a full keyboard, I won't lie.
Hard pass. Too many buttons.
Yeah, so they already got the ones that like fold out, so you have the keyboard on the one side and stuff, and the screen still.
Do they?
Yeah, I've seen the commercials for them.
What?
Yeah, they have them.
See, sometimes I pay attention to
the commercials.
Yeah, like that Razor phone.
I'll say I barely pay attention to shows.
Yeah, I think they brought back the Razor phone too.
Oh my god, they brought back the Razor! I gotta look this up.
I loved my Razor phone. I loved it.
Razors were great.
Yes.
Nah, man, Nokia. Old school Nokia.
Oh, yeah.
Those things take a bullet. They're tactical. Like, if you need to, like, break a rock in half for some reason, you just pull one of those guys out.
Yes, Motorola yeah. has brought back the Razor.
Yay!
All I know is his next phone.
No, actually, I do keep seeing on Reddit the foldable full screens. Oh, yeah. If you fold them too many times, the middle of the screen stops working.
Well,
so they've not figured that out.
Well, yeah, it's.
I mean, yeah, of course it's gonna. Like,
what happens when you fold a piece of paper too many times? Come on.
Yeah.
It becomes two pieces of paper.
I mean, that's like it's one of those like, of course, but it's like it's such a cool concept. People keep getting sucked in. But I'm going to wait for them to work the kinks out. I'm going to wait for them to get past the Laserdisc era and at least into DVDs before I jump in.
And then she's going to get in just in time for HD DVDs. So we're introduced to Ham. He's kind of the hotshot star of the chimps that went to space. I don't know. Oh, he's the face.
It. Yeah.
He's the Evel Knievel of the group.
Yeah. Yeah, he likes being, again, he likes randomly being shot out of a cannon, and I'm like, all right, cool. I guess it's good training for being an astronaut. I don't know.
He's supposed to show Wesley how to do it.
Yeah, I mean, gotta pass that mantle. But they go over his schedule, and they're like, oh yeah, we have you scheduled to be on the next episode of Dave Leno, and...
they all had fake names.
Well, yeah, Dave Leno. not Dave Letterman or Jay Leno, Dave Leno. Yeah. And then I got you the latest DVD of Brokeback Monkey, and I'm like, hold on, what?
Brokeback Monkey.
Wait a minute.
You can't slip that into a kid's movie.
Yeah.
Somebody slipped it in.
Somebody did.
I just can't quit you.
Wait, KJ, get that. Leave that. It's from Loser, honey.
Yeah, send the kids out of the room.
No, it's just that I was away for a few hours, which I like never am. So now, yeah, they're like, don't leave me.
They're having their withdrawals. I get it.
Yeah.
Our dog is like that literally every moment of every day. Oh my God.
We adopted the most anxious dog in the world.
We have the most anxious kids in the world.
Yeah. Oh, they can be best friends.
Yay.
They can feed off each other's anxiety.
Next road trip, we're meeting up.
But he does keep bringing us deer antlers. He keeps finding.
Oh, sweet.
Ooh. Right?
So this is his latest Chewy.
Oh, nice.
That's dope.
Yeah.
This was that 4-point? Yeah.
This was the like four and a half.
Four and a half. Yeah, hurry.
And then yeah, he found a 2-point.
Nice.
Beautiful.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's useful. He also found my phone when I dropped it in a snowbank and I got hit by a plow. And it still worked. Like for reals. He dug it out of where like the plow packed it in. Like the next day.
Cool. Yeah, he dug it out. We're like, is that a phone?
That's mommy's phone.
Let's catch your phone, man.
That's awesome.
Cool dog.
How cool is that?
Yeah, he does come in handy very rarely.
Yeah, just like Poe has caught 3 mice.
Oh yeah,
she also jumps off your junk every day for the last 5 years.
3 times a night, yeah, just for...
But she caught those 3 mice.
You know what? I'm okay with 3 mice walking around. My balls aren't bruised. I don't know about the rest of you. I guess it's good. Poe's only a couple pounds where the kids are, you know, 50, 60.
She's 9. She's only 9 pounds. She's not even in double digits.
50, 60. Well, they haven't been 50,
are they still
60
jumping on your ball, Caesar? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You're making sure you don't have any more.
Might I recommend the shock collar, just to be safe? Like,
they're too anxious for that.
From what I understand, kids are pretty smart, so they'll pick it up pretty quick.
No, you gotta use a spray bottle with the citrus spray.
Yeah, there we go. So, spray bottle. That's how you do it.
With the vanilla in it. The vanilla in it.
It's like, my groin.
Down. Down, boy.
No. No. It's a bad Luther. I don't know.
Space chimps.
Yeah, so space chimps.
Brokeback Monkey.
Yeah. So, Comet's talking about Brokeback Monkey. No, he's like walking around like, hey guys, I'm excited for this flight, blah, blah, blah. They're like, yeah, that's cool, kid. We got other things we're doing, blah, blah, blah. And then I swear to God, he was about to start a musical number because he's like, surely they'll see me. And then it just stops. And I'm like, could they not afford the rest of the song? Or like, okay, on to the next thing, whatever. Because then it's not this movie. I'm okay with that. Yeah.
I said, it was the weirdest thing. It just kind of stops. Yeah. It doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. It got like two measures in, and then it's like, oh, well, I'm not even going to do that. I'm like, cool. All right. Then we go to mission control.
Were there any songs in this one?
Nope. Nope.
Okay.
Thankfully, no.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, my God. It'd be like a 2.5 hour La La Land kind of musical for Space Chimps 2, Zartok Strikes Back.
Oh, we didn't mention that. When we started this, we pulled up the DVD and immediately Steve, like the little thing came up, like how long the movie is.
Mm-hmm.
And it said like 1 hour 5 and Steve was like, oh my God.
Fuck yeah. I love this already. I think it was like 1:12 or something. Like it's a tight movie, yeah. Which is good. But we go to mission control and we meet the three scientists that I guess run mission control.
Oh God, this scene went on for so long.
But babe, it's because they have an all-you-can-eat Sunday bar there at Missile Control.
Oh my God. All right, so we've got the guy from like Latvia.
Is that the...
Right, yeah.
The chubby guy?
Yeah, the guy with the accent.
Oh wait, was he from Latvia or India?
I don't know. He was...
Because he was giving me Short Circuit vibes.
He was, I'm assuming, Northern European.
I don't know. Yeah, they definitely didn't have quite a defined accent. It was like kind of Russian, Indian.
Ethnically ambiguous.
Yeah, we'll say ethnically ambiguous.
He's the guy, where the hell are you from?
Is he up on this side? Good old Janusz?
Yes, he's from wherever Janusz is from.
Yeah. So we meet them briefly, and then, I don't know, Comet's checking his emails or something. And
on his banana berry.
Yeah, on his banana berry. And then, I don't know, he sees an email that's like, congratulations, you've been cut from the mission or something.
Oh, he's pulling up the mission details, and he's like, look at this great mission we're going to be on. Yep, there's Ham. Yep, there's Luna. Yep, there's Titan. Wait, I was cut due to budget cuts?
Yep. And as I've written down, well, sucks to be indispensable at your job as Wunderkind that brought him back the first time. Oh, well.
Sucks to be you, buddy.
Just make him double your contract. Anyway. So then he calls his friend. This is where I finally wrote down that this alien semen creature, whatever the fuck it is, his name is Kilowatt. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, the light bulb baby.
Yeah, so, yeah, basically the living light bulb. Yeah.
Kilowatt. It's going to be the villain in the next one.
Oh, shit.
The first part of his name is Kill.
Well, she finally grows into her head, and then she turns into like an evil, I don't know, lightning witch or something.
She turns into a full fluorescent tube.
she turns into an A-bomb? I don't know. Oh, that's it. She hits puberty, grows into her head, and turns into a nuclear weapon or something.
Yeah.
Guys, we are available for Space Chimps 3.
Please, Art, hit us up. We can fit you in.
But yeah, it basically tells Kill a while, like, oh man, I got cut from the mission. Oh no, that sucks, bro. I guess we'll never meet. I don't know.
She would show you all the things
in the world. Yep.
Is any of that even getting picked up, or did I do that too high for
Zoom? It didn't get picked up. All of it was
little.
Maybe you have to keep it down like at least 4 octaves within a normal range to be picked up on Zoom.
No, I made up a whole story about Kilowatt getting catfished.
It does kind of give you to catch a predator kind of vibes.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Especially since, Kilowatt here, maybe 6 years old?
4 to 6.
Yeah, it's an infant. Like, even the way it behaves and the way it talks, and the monkey's like, oh, it's okay. We'll be together someday.
Yeah, what's the age of consent on Malgor?
The vibes were weird, right?
Yeah, very weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's very sexy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think Kilowatt's a little mature in her thinking, where Comet seems to at least be like, yeah, yeah, we're friends, of course.
Yeah, he seems like a 7 to 8 year old boy.
Yeah.
Right?
It feels that way.
But what's happening from here? Oh yeah, Ham's like fixing a cannon. He gets launched out of it, and I'm like, cool, roll credits. Guys, what do we think? The hero of our story just got shot out of a cannon. He's dead, right?
No, he's nope. In space, Steve. Space chimps.
Well, he didn't quite make it to space from what I could tell. But you know who does, babe? Comet decides he's just going to go, I don't know, break into the rocket to chill, have fun.
He hacks whatever the hell. His banana berry.
Yeah, he climbs the shuttle, hacks into it with his banana berry, goes into like the, oh my God, the flight deck or whatever
the you cockpit. Call it.
The cockpit. The cockpit. Pit. And he's just kind of like, oh man, wouldn't it be cool if I did a pre-flight check? Pre-flight check going on. Oh, man, I wish I could light the candle. Lighting candle. Boom, fucking flies off. And I'm like,
oh, but he's like, abort mission. Like, you don't have the authority to abort mission.
Yeah.
So I can launch the fucking mission, but I can't abort it. What the fuck?
Yeah, these security measures are fucked.
There's no off switch. There's only a self-destruct button. This is... This is a thing in movies, apparently.
I didn't program it to read nothing.
That is the best part of the course, Steve.
So, yeah, and of course, no one's listening at Mission Control.
Because they're eating ice
cream. Yeah, they're eating ice cream. They're eating ice cream and doing racial stereotypes. All the monkeys are still working out or being launched out of a cannon.
This is how come at every McDonald's the self-serve machine has to be broken. So otherwise no one would do their job.
That makes sense. That checks out, actually.
But just, I don't understand. Nobody felt that. Nobody heard that.
Okay.
Apparently, only the dog and Zartog noticed it launched.
Yeah.
As it blew away approximately 2,000 houses.
Yeah.
It's housing development.
I was like, nobody must live in those houses we're seeing because we see the plume of the explosion. Like,
it went full Oppenheimer.
Yeah. Yeah. But apparently it frees Zartog from his lawn ornament prison. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
That doesn't make sense either. So let's say with the atmosphere or whatever in the world got him in that state. And if you're right next to a shuttle, I don't know. Did nothing else go off?
Apparently not. Apparently it only happened like 2 days earlier or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. I'd have to say the first one. I don't know.
Sushi. I'm about to beat your ass.
Sushi has severe problems with the plot holes in this movie, Steve. He's trying to voice his concern. He does not like the age of consent in this movie. Right, buddy? Oh, is that
I just him like a real two-year-old.
Are you upset more about the shuttle launch? Or was it Zartog?
This dog is looking at Izzy like she's speaking Spanish. What? What is happening? Actually, that ties in later into the movie, I think.
Right? Don't they also body shame the villain who's like, you know, doesn't he like have any pants and they have like his? Don't they do that?
Where they he's just walking out fully naked, flopping in the wind. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's flopping, just, flop.
Dick and balls out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're the villain, who's gonna stop you? Right. So yeah, I don't know. Houston starts like looking around for Comet, like, you know, I really wasn't paying attention to the kid earlier. Maybe he was actually saying something I should know. But then he like sees the message, I guess Comet sent of like, holy shit, guys, I'm being launched into space. Please help me. I have no idea what's going on. Oh, this dog is annoying as shit.
Do you not want to go to space? Don't worry. You don't have to go to space, buddy.
The door is literally open. Go play.
All right, you guys continue. I'm going to entertain the dog.
Beat that dog.
Get him. All right. So what happens? So yeah, Comet's in space, zero G. He floats around for a bit. We see, I don't know, some CGI guy jerking himself off with how cool his stuff is. I don't know. I love how it's like, oh, look, there's Jupiter. Oh, and there's Saturn. No, we're going to hit the hyperdrive. And I'm like, you weren't in hyperdrive before? You got to Jupiter in like 3 minutes.
Right.
What's happening?
Right.
I don't know. What happens? I don't know. Something about the Astro Chimps. Their plan now is to, like, oh, that's right. The senator is, like, doing a sales pitch of, like, oh, yeah, we're going to send the Astro Chimps into space to, like, terraform planets and, you know, new real estate, and we'll get rich that way to fund NASA. I don't know. Some sort of plan like that. But,
yeah.
Okay. So there were a few jokes in this that actually got me. One of them was when the senator is, like, you know, putting everybody in the elevator and, like, oh, yeah, this is our new... Yeah, but I gotta talk to these guys about a secret mission. I'd like to tell you, but then I'd have to kill you. And then he's like, no, but seriously, I would.
Elevator closes. Elevator opens.
And then he opens it back up like, but I wouldn't. Or would I?
Oh, no. Between every one of these, the elevator's closing and opening.
Yeah,
that went on a little too long.
How dare you?
But it was a good guess.
It's the rule of threes. No, I don't know. It just has to be multiples of three. It can be 9, it can be 27.
27 might have been just a little bit. A little much.
No, yeah. It completely messed up the flow of things there.
And then this was the first time I saw Ham with his clown buddy. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, where did the clown fucking come from?
And then he's like sticking a banana in his ear and like doing some weird shit, and I'm like,
practicing his magic tricks, Steve.
Did somebody leave Brokeback Monkey in the tape player, or what's going on here? I don't know.
Overly sexualized clown.
Yeah. Okay. But then, Ham and Luna, they're told by Houston that, you know, comet's in space. And so they're like, cool, jetpack time. And then they go flying around their jetpacks for a bit.
And, Wasting time.
Runtime. For a 70-minute movie, like 30 minutes of it is just like, cool, jetpacks, ooh, 0G. And this is where I assume like the 3D version is like ridiculous. It's like, that's what made this movie. Woo, look, hey, I'm in space. But I don't know. There's like a whole thing where like Ham sucks at flying a jetpack, but he's saved by Luna. But then, I don't know, hits his helmet on a bunch of passing cars and shit. And yeah. Fun stuff.
Yeah, this is why you wear a helmet.
And wasn't like Ham always trying to get at Luna? He was always trying to get in her monkey panties?
Oh, I think they're like husband and wife.
That was such a weird dynamic. Because it seemed like he was way more into her than she just seemed like really irritated by him.
Yeah.
But then there were some that's why I just assumed they were husband and wife.
You're basically describing our relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
Ours is like that, but switched. I'm constantly trying to get in Steve's pants, and he's just ignoring me.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Hey.
Is it weird that they're watching?
At least pan the camera down a little bit.
You're the ones who want a camera.
He's supposed to watch camera down. That's what he wants. He wants to see that back sack shot.
Ah, yes, the back sack shot.
So, what happens? Oh, yeah, so Zartog, he's by mission control now, like trying to break in. He gets shocked a couple times, and then he gets hit by a distracted driver. I don't know.
Of the road, folks. Well, that's right. Hit something, kill it.
Right. Well, they get out to, I don't know, confirm the kill or see if he's okay. I couldn't tell which, because they're just kind of like, because they're more like, what the hell do you think that is? I don't know. It could be an alien or some sort of chupacabra. I don't know.
I think I hit a jellyfish.
Yeah. Meanwhile, it steals their SUV and like drives it into mission control.
Oh, God.
So anyway, then Comet finally gets to the hyper tunnel wormhole thing, gets sucked into it. Roll credits, because he exploded on impact. Guys, what do we think? I don't know what happens.
Was definitely not finished.
He gets sucked to Martok.
Yeah, oh, that's right. And while he's in the tunnel, he starts tripping balls. Like, I know it's supposed to be like a 2001 Space Odyssey thing, but it's
tripping balls.
It's just the random monkeys doing stuff from earlier in the movie. And again, that clown popping up for some reason. I'm like... All right, he's losing his mind. Cool. And then he calls InStar, you know, like OnStar, but for InStar. Outer space. I don't know.
Because kids know what OnStar is.
They did in 2010. I don't know. But, you know, he's like, hey, you have to help me. I'm in space and I'm in the hyper tunnel, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, on the other side, all they hear is,
I won't lie, I did enjoy these.
And they're like, oh, damn prank callers. You know. Yeah, so he lands on Malgor, and apparently that's where the Snorks live, because all their houses look like the Snorks. You guys remember the Snorks, right? 80s?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
like the little tubes or whatever come out of the tops, like the Smurfs, yeah. But yeah, yeah.
I love that. I never got to see any of that. I started watching television like late 90s.
Yeah, you're not missing out. Don't worry about it. But
oh, okay.
Just the their houses look very similar to these ones, and it's like, are they gonna get sued? I don't know. But yeah, lands and Kilowatt's right there, like, oh, it's nice to actually meet you. Oh my god.
Well, because everybody knows when you land on a planet, you will always land right the exact spot you want to land.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sure. It's not like. So aim either for the Indian Ocean or just outside of Texas. Try not to hit the big chunk of land in between.
Well, I mean, it's just like a Time Runner last month, where it's like, not only is it the town you grew up in the two days before you were born, but it's also exactly where you need to be for plot to happen. Because you were in Washington, D.C., now you're in Washington State.
Yeah.
30 years earlier. Yeah.
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 But see, babe, he programmed that into the computer.
No, he didn't. apparently a wormhole popped up out of nowhere and sucked him back. He had no idea what was going on. Anyway.
I'm pretty sure.
Guys, that's Time Runner. We talked for it for about 3 hours a couple weeks ago. Check it out on everything.
You see Mark Hamill basically trying to do like a Terminator, but without a Terminator.
Oh, so it was excellent.
It's like Terminator, awesome. But with aliens.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Good times.
Aren't Terminators aliens?
No, no, this one, they replaced the Terminator with aliens.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I never saw Terminator.
What?
Really?
Do yourself a favor. Watch the first two.
Sir, you're a bad parent.
I had no idea. I would have done something about it if I knew. Oh, my God.
Heather's like, the boys have seen it three times.
Yeah, say. Wait, the kids are over 5, right? Yeah, I was 4 when I watched it for the first time. You'll be fine. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, do it.
Yeah, I'm okay. No, boys, I'm okay. What? Okay, it's all right.
Tell him to watch Terminator.
Okay, yeah, well, that'll work out well. Yeah.
Tell him daddy's just a huge disappointment.
They already know.
All right, go on, Luther, honey.
But they might want to know why.
Figure it out.
Oh my goodness, Luther, stop it. He's literally...
Okay. But do you know the premise of Terminator, though, at least, Caesar?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's on AMC Plus and Amazon and all that. It's 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's a 1984 robot slasher with 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Think about that.
Okay, so I need to watch it.
Yeah. And watch number 2 as well. It's
yeah, second one. Yeah.
Required.
Is that number 2 is really good?
Really good. Yeah. They're both really good. The first one's kind of a sci-fi slasher. And the second one is just a great sci-fi action movie.
Just with Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? And like,
You'll see why people
crime Arnie.
This you'll get why people love Arnie.
Oh, and he's naked.
Okay.
And he's naked. Crime Arnie naked.
Both of them.
No shit.
100% are on tomatoes. All right, where were we? Oh, yeah, naked chipdongs. No.
Brokeback Monkey.
Yeah, Brokeback Monkey. There we were. So, yeah, eventually Sartog, he gets in the base. Who cares? We also find out that the name of Kilowatt's town is, let me see if I have this written down correctly, Killa Waza Waza Wahooey.
That sounds like a place where they breed serial killers.
In Hawaii?
Babe, there's a lot of people who get murdered in Hawaii.
Killa Waza Waza Wahooey means Merry Christmas or some shit like that.
Sushi says hi.
And then, I don't know, the residents of Killa Waza Waza Wahooey do a conga line, and I'm like, conga line with monkeys? Congo line? Anyway. And then Kilowatt has this thing that she does where she, like,
runs around in circles and like blows raspberries every so often. Yeah. Just like,
oh, that's right. Yeah.
He does not like that, Steve.
Sushi, shut the fuck up. Go watch Terminator.
You have a bow. You have the outside. You should take the boat outside.
You got antlers to chew on.
Knick-knack, paddywhack, we give you the goddamn bone.
Oh, you guys, for those at home, Sushi has like a cow femur to chew on.
Oh, wow.
And what a bone.
Yeah.
That whole like, oh. Here,
we need Steve's hand for reference.
My head.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, wow.
My dog.
Would you say that bone is too big for your mouth?
My dog's head.
What?
No, you have burrs. Where did you get burrs?
Did you get burrs from outside where you should be, leaving us alone?
All right.
So, so yeah, kilowatts blowing raspberries. And Comet also finds out whenever he uses his banana phone, it like causes all the aliens to, I don't know, get tased or something. Like something goes haywire in their brain. They just start twitching.
Yeah. That was weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which, all right, so later we're going to get to the ultimate destructive device. It turns out it was just the banana berry.
Oh, there you go.
Zartak could take over the planet, apparently, with just the banana berry.
That's right. Do my bidding. So anyway, enough of that shit. They got to fly off in a giant stingray to go on a whole new world montage or whatever, flying over the planet of, was it Malgor? Malgor. There we go.
Yep. A whole new world. Don't damage the slime coat on our flying carpets.
Well, back at Mission Control, though, Titan, he just got done with his workout where he did like a million crunches or whatever.
And fell asleep doing it?
Yeah. Not quite yet. Because first he runs into Zartok Zartok's trying to sneak around. And he's like, don't I know you from somewhere? You know, the Patrick Warburton voice just to go along with it.
He does do a great idiot.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh yeah, you're that alien guy we stopped a few days ago. Save that planet. How you been, buddy? Let me give you a tour of the place. Can I trust you? You just got yourself level 5 clearance.
Look me in the eyes because I've been burned before.
That's right, yeah. Whatever. So then, I don't know. We see the scientists again, and they've created this departicleizer, which is exactly what it sounds like—a ray gun that just departicleizes things, I guess. And then they're like, "Well, what if we shot it like an entire country or something?" Yeah, I guess that might work. I don't know. We haven't tested it.
Great job, emergency scientists. Intervention. I'll be right back in like, all right. Give me like 5 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, just set up Terminator for him. We got you.
Yeah, that's our. Those are our sushis right now. Just, you know, doing what they're doing.
Okay, go ahead. Grab your computer and lay down.
Tell him to go swim some laps.
Exactly. Go chew on a bone. Hey, where might I go there for a second?
You're okay.
You got to swim the laps now?
What? Sorry?
You got him swimming laps now?
Oh, basically. Yeah. Wear him out real good.
Aren't you supposed to be rehearsing for Peter Pan? let me hear you sing the Indian song. That's still part of it, right?
Hey, careful now.
Classics. Anyway. Where are we? Yeah. So,
Steve, aren't you glad you're not Native American anymore?
Yes.
Did you guys hear about how Steve's not Native American anymore?
I didn't even know he was Native American. What?
So what I was told my whole life growing up, and then we finally did the
Grandpa was like dark.
Oh yeah, Grandpa's super dark, like darker than Caesar.
Yeah, like.
And so I was like, okay, I could see it.
Yeah, great grandpa was Native Ottawa and married a Czech lady. The whole story behind it.
And of course my mom's side of the family's pure mayonnaise, so so you get the alabaster god before you. But yeah, we got the results back and it was like what, less than 1%?
Oh, it was, but it was Egyptian.
Yeah, yeah, it was like Egyptian or something.
Oh,
like,
way off.
Like the only one with melanin was like, yeah, like 1% Egyptian. It's like,
yeah, it's a, like for me, I'm like, I'm just picturing like grandpa, like, grandpa, you're part Indian, right? Eh, close enough.
Sure. Or I don't, or I don't believe in suntan lotion. One of the two.
Yeah. But like, we told his cousin, like, hey, by the way, you're not. You're not part Native American, you're part Egyptian. And she was like, oh my God, Egyptian.
I love the mummy.
Now you can say you're black.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, Steve can really use his black card now.
Sorry, I do have a couple people's black cards in my wallet. Anyway. shout out to Torre.
Shout out to Torre. Hope you're doing good in Japan.
So yeah, oh yeah, so yeah, the senator, you know, he knows about the departiculizer because they're like showing him, and he's like, maybe I need to demonstrate this to Congress or on Congress. And I'm like, you know, I might be hashtag team senator in this movie.
You know what? We might be villains, Steve, because I was like, you know what, I would vote to test the departiculizer.
Is this guy Republican? Because no, anyway. Oh yeah, and then we get cut back to Malgor and Comet and what's her name, Kilowatt or whatever. Kilowatt ends up giving him some snitzel fruit or whatever, and he's like, "Oh, cool, thanks. This is delicious." And she's like, "You know, snitzel fruits for special friends." And I'm like,
"You give that to special friends?
What? What's about to happen here? I don't know."
Yeah. Hi, I'm Chris Hansen with NBC. Yeah.
What else that mouth do, Kilowatt? Anyway,
or you guys. I mean, here's the thing: we really know nothing about this alien species. Kilowatt could be like a grandma who's like trying to lure this like 8-year-old wonder kid.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
it's just catfishing fucking space monkeys.
I mean, weirder things have happened.
Yeah. So anyway, back at Mission Control, Zartok gets a hold of the particleizer because, I don't know, again, the Sunday, all-you-can-eat Sunday bar, I guess. I don't know what was going on exactly.
Yeah, this is, you know, my biggest problem with this movie is how anti-Sunday bar the message is.
it's the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Like, real Sunday bars do not cause this many problems unless you're lactose intolerant.
You've never been to Golden Corral.
Or clearly NASA.
I've never been to a Golden Corral, babe, but I have been to a chuck wagon.
Hey, close enough. So yeah, he's got the particleizer, and he's like, all right, so, you know, take me to this leader of yours, Ham, because I guess he confused Ham for the leader of Earth in the first movie. I don't know.
We didn't watch it.
We didn't watch it. We don't give a shit. But he's like going off, like giving like a whole big speech, like, I will rule your planet with an iron fist, and you will kneel before me. And all the scientists and senators are hearing are like fucking Tasmanian devil or something. And they're kind of like, I don't know what it's saying. What does it want us to do exactly? Like, I don't know. It's kind of cute in a weird way, right? Like, I don't know what's going on here. So yeah, what happens? I don't know. There's a whole bunch of shit on Malgor where they're like bouncing around on shrooms and shit. I'm like, I get it. You guys are doing pot for the first time. All right. This is what LSD is like when you take it through the hyper tunnel.
I was seriously waiting for this to be like, not a full Jacob's Ladder scenario, yeah. But like,
Comet just hit his head or whatever.
Just fell asleep in the driver's seat.
There was still a gas leak or something. And he's just like, so yeah, eventually Zartok ends up zapping the senator, so he disintegrates. And I'm like, all right, well, that's cool. Oh, yeah, Luna's finally able to get a hold of Comet by calling him on his banana phone or whatever. Banana berry. Sounds delicious.
You get it right.
Sounds delicious, and I'm probably allergic to it.
By the way, the first time they mentioned, have you been working on the banana berry, was right after they introduced the Sunday bar, and I thought it was going to be an ice cream flavor.
That's right.
Yeah, like some sort of hybrid about. Fruit or something. Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. I mean, bananas are berries.
Yeah, all the flavor of a blackberry, but with the potassium of a banana. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. All the flavor.
Scientists, get on it.
All the calories of a banana in the size of a berry.
But you know, bananas are berries, though.
They are berries.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, guess what? There's a plague wiping out the ones that we're eating now, the Cavendish. So we're gonna have to switch varieties once again. So the bananas that we
me and Caesar are like, what the fuck are we talking about?
Okay, so the bananas that we have are not the bananas our grandparents had. They had a different variety, but because
bananas were different back in my day,
they were just like. Just like Brussels sprouts were also different, but because of monoculture, they only did one kind. A plague basically wiped them all out.
It's called gentrification, babe. But go on.
Yes, monoculture. A plague wiped them all out, and so we had to switch to these ones.
Oh,
but apparently the original bananas tasted more like banana runs.
Oh, the candies, the banana. Oh, okay, I'm like, and what the fuck is a banana run again?
Candy, right.
Yeah, that'll run about $1 a piece where I come from.
So there's another plague that's starting to wipe out bananas. So they're scrambling to try and either hybridize it or come up with a different variety.
Oh, yeah. That's good to know. I'm a plantains kind of guy anyway, but you know, whatever.
Steve's allergic to the whole damn family.
Yeah, say, so can they make them taste like banana or bacon or something? Right.
He does little burrow bananas.
Nice. Yeah. So anyway, Luna's like, "Hey, we're gonna get you home somehow. Just, I don't know. We'll figure it out." And he's like, "Yeah, whatever. Take your time. I'm having fun here, tripping on shrooms." And I don't know. Titan's also like, "Oh yeah, and Zartog's on base because I gave him level 5 clearance. You know, for plot reasons."
Plot.
Because otherwise it'd be an even shorter movie. And another one that got me was Zartog was going on talking about like, I'm gonna destroy the earth and you nerds are gonna be my salvation, and the scientists are like, I still have no idea what he's saying, but I'm pretty sure he just called us nerds. I don't know how I know that. And then, I don't know, the big nerd gets zapped because, you know, they won't take him to the leader, Ham. So there's two of them left. And I don't know, Comet's like, I gotta go to save him. And Kilowatt's like, well, I want to come along too. Cool beans, let's do it. You're the best friend I ever had. And I'm like, oh, that's so sad.
Still not getting the message.
You know this chick online for like 2 days and it's the best friend you've ever had?
Yes. Whoosh. Somebody's getting catfished.
Yeah. Someone's getting catfished.
Yeah. Yeah, but then they fly off, and the space chimps. I don't know. They're trying to come up with a plan to take care of Zartog or whatever. And Titan's plan is, of course, I'm gonna go take a nap because I did a shit ton of crunches. So he takes a nap.
Yep.
And Ham's like, all right, cool. I'm gonna distract him, and then you guys jump him. And I'm like, it's not a bad plan. You know.
I like it. Let's do it.
It's simple but effective, you know.
Whatever ends this fucking movie faster.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the Comet and Kilowatt, they fly off, they go through the tunnel. Oh, we forgot to mention Kilowatt turns into a goddamn bright light, like a head beam on a highway when she gets scared.
And she squeals?
Yeah.
But really high pitched.
Yeah, yeah. Like picture Izzy when she's anyway. like earlier when she was trying to do the monkey noises or whatever you didn't hear.
What? Does that sound that only dogs can hear?
Yeah.
But I could have done with a lot less Kilowatt screaming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. By the end of the movie, she's like, "Oh, I hope she dies on impact." Like, whoa, babe! I don't think that's gonna happen.
I hope our atmosphere.
I hope she gets zapped.
I hope our atmosphere doesn't support her life form.
Yeah, she comes out like her head just pops like Arnie on the surface of Mars.
Yeah, get your ass to Mars.
Okay, have you guys seen Total Recall?
It's been a long time.
Yeah, okay.
I have not seen it.
Maybe once or twice.
Caesar, I'm going to get you to watch Total Recall. You know how? There's a chick with three boobs.
Nice. Is it one on her back or like three in line?
You might have to watch the movie to find out.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know this. When it comes to this kind of thing, like, I was not allowed to watch TV. I started watching TV or like anything in English really till I was about mid 90s. So I a lot of this stuff.
Yeah. So that was 90. No, yeah.
We can set up an education program for you. We can help you.
I would appreciate that.
See, Caesar, I'm totally picturing the first film you've seen in English was Congo. Because 1995 is like, finally, I'm going to get to see a theater, see a movie for the first time. And it's killer monkeys with lasers.
Right. You know, I think my first movie was Wizard of Oz, and I didn't understand it.
I mean,
it is a weird one.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, probably like 97, 98.
All right, hold on. I think I have a movie pack for Caesar. Okay. Where did we put the pack of vintage movies? The multi-pack of vintage movies that are in Espanol?
Oh, shit. I think those are upstairs in my office. Also,
oh, okay.
Yeah. In this Entertainment pack that we got, this Space Champs one, we also got one in another one where it was like 12 movies by like Mexican westerns starring like some actor we had never heard of, but it was like I don't know, but it was obviously like all Spanish, like probably not even subtitles and stuff on it. I'm like, we might have to watch these just to, you know, brush up on some Spanish.
Some of that stuff is actually pretty funny. It's I probably seen them because I wasn't able to watch anything in English until I was about.
Yeah, I wish I could remember the actor, but
I'm trying to look it up now.
Oh, okay.
Because my friend Adriana knew exactly who it was like, my grandpa watched those.
Yeah, it's like the Clint Eastwood of Mexico or something like that, or like John Wayne, I guess, probably more.
So it must have been like Pedro Infante or something like that.
I think Adriana called him Cha, like was his nickname, or Che.
Che Guevara? No. Anyway, where are we? Space Champs. That's right. So, eventually, Sartog starts like imitating Ham to like try to communicate like via charades or whatever. Like, I'm a big dumb monkey, and I think I'm so cool, and blah blah blah. And of course, Ham pops up and is like, "I'm nothing like that, Brick. Why would you say that?" You know. Even my buddy Piddles does a better impersonation than that. Cut to the clown, like juggling or whatever in a different movie. I don't know. Yeah. So then Lady Scientist, she gets zapped. And so we only have the, I don't know, Indian Russian guy or whatever left. And as she's being vaporized, he's like, I've always loved you. Oh,
I know. Ooh, it tickles.
Yep.
At some point, the Indian Russian guy gets zapped because we watch him do ballet.
I think that's coming up here.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah, Houston gets a hold of Comet and he's like, well, you're gonna have to land it. I can tell you how, but you're gonna have to do it, you know, that kind of thing. And then I don't know, someone pulled a banana out of their butt. That's just my next note.
Yeah.
Was it Ham doing his magic where he was like pulling bananas out of his butt and like, oh look, what's this here? Ooh. Yeah. But
this part we skipped because, you know.
Can you value your time? Yeah, good call.
We did. I think Caesar, especially, he actually took a nap at one point.
Ah.
Yeah, I fell asleep.
I can see it. But, the last scientist gets zapped and, yeah, he starts dancing ballet and I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Runtime.
Anyway, Ham's on a jetpack now, and I don't know, Zartog gets one too, so they're jetpacking around again. You know, runtime. They start chasing, you know, flying around, chasing around the base. And then eventually Comet hits Zartog with the goddamn shuttle.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to land or whatever, and so now Zartog's like on the wing. And then on the windshield, and then back on the wing. I don't know. It just happened. Don't worry about it. And then, yeah, Zartog falls off. We don't see him land. So I'm like, did he fall? Did he die? Is he going to be in the movie anymore? Is he still falling? I don't know what's going on, because they, like, land the ship and everything. And carry on with this movie.
Trilogy.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like they like have to land it on the back of like a flatbed truck right, or something. Yeah. And I'm like, that's not how they do it. Trust me, guys. Like,
no, that's just how they tow it through Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Oh, that's something the children won't understand. That's a joke for us old people.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
I was so she's like, I want to know about this. I want to know all the boomer jokes, right, Sushi?
Steve, we're not boomers. We're like three generations
old. He's two, babe. We're the oldest things he's ever seen, I think.
No, Pickles is the oldest thing he's ever seen.
Maybe your mom.
My cat, Mr. Pickles, is still alive. He's going to be 23 alive? This year.
God damn, it can vote.
Still alive, simply won't die out of spite, you know, however you want to put it.
Rent a car soon.
We already sent him to a liquor store.
With a note on his collar? With a $20 bill?
All right, Kenny, we'll load you up again. So what happens? Yeah, so yeah, Zartok's still alive. He pops up and he zaps Kilowatt. Oh no! And as she's vaporizing, she says, "Remember the banana berry." And then Zartog's like about to shoot Karma with like, "Any last requests, motherfucker?" And he's like, "Yeah, a phone call." And he pulls out the banana berry, makes a call, and of course Zartog spasms. He gets tased. "Don't taste me, bro." And then they grab that departicleizer and zap. And it like zaps Zartog, and as he's being vaporized, he says, "I have so much more love to give." What?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that movie? And then and so then like Comet and the Space Chimps, you know, they're all like, "Hey, we did it, and everybody else is dead. Wait a minute, I've got an idea. What if I could just do this and like reverse time?" And I'm just like,
"I can reverse
sure thing. Movie, whatever you say.
I get it.
Ow, why not?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, so Superman 2, that shit. I don't care. Whatever."
Do you understand that reference?
I do know that, yes, that Superman, because he was horny for Lois Lane, and then he was like, she dies, right?
Sushi,
and
shut
then,
the like, fuck up. Sorry, our dog's losing his goddamn eye. Hey.
He has opinions about the movie, Steve.
About Superman or about chimps?
All of the above.
Which is worse.
It's sequels in general. He's like, Superman 2 is derivative. They're like,
I do remember that reference, but I've never actually seen it. But I have seen like Lois Lane's dies, like she catches a stray bullet or something, he dies, and he goes like, nah. And then flies backwards or counterclockwise.
Yeah, counterclockwise, which makes the clock go backwards. Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit.
No. What? No.
Caesar,
perfect,
how dare you?
Perfect reasoning.
Let me see your doctorate.
I mean, you're not going to reverse time for Lois Lane. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, you know.
You know.
Kathleen Turner, maybe, but no. Sush, go fuck off. Go fuck off, buddy. Go fuck off.
Love me, Steve. As soon as we stop podcasting, he's going to keel over and fall asleep.
Yep. He's just too tired to live.
Oh, yeah? And then what? Really?
Oh, shit. With the comeback.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it's going to be about? But then what happened?
So everyone's dead. But no, reverses time and it brings everyone back. But their voices are all mixed up because they're out of the departicleizer.
Why is Zartog the first one brought back?
I don't know. Because they don't want him back? I don't know. Yeah, they bring back everybody except Zartog, even though he was the most recent one. Don't worry about it. But yeah, they correct the voice thing, and then I don't know. One of the scientists says, like, maybe a chimp should run NASA, and I'm like, sure, whatever.
Just like in real life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I don't know. They decide to bring Zartog back, but like a tenth his size or whatever. Like he's just a little mini guy now.
That's right.
And I'm just like, why bring him back? Why not just shoot him into a lava pit or something? Because maybe sequels, whatever. I get it.
Oh, and earlier there was a space guinea pig, because that's about to come back up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The fucking G-Force gerbil or whatever.
It's a guinea pig. They're guinea
pig, whatever.
Nick Cage voiced one.
I know. Maybe coming this next Nick August Cage. Who knows?
And I used to show guinea pigs with the gal who lent the studio the guinea pigs, to the real-life guinea pigs, to model.
There you really? Go.
That's cool.
Yeah.
There you go. But yeah, little Zartog goes running off, and he, you know, parts with "Vengeance will be mine." We then cut to Piddle's Circus, and I'm like, "God damn it, movie! What Piddle Circus? What does this circus have to do with anything?" I guess it's the first movie.
It's where the space chimps live, Steve.
That's right, including the pimp chimp who's no wimp, Comet.
Pimp chimp.
And he's like unicycling on the tightrope, and I don't know. Apparently they were circus chimps at one point. Gets fired out of a cannon. I assume he landed eventually. I don't know. It shows him like going to the moon, and then it just kind of like freeze frames. I don't know. I assume he falls afterwards. But then, oh man, what happened to Zartog after he ran off? Well, he went back to the exact lawn from the beginning of the movie. I guess he got homesick. But yeah, I don't know. He's there next to a lawn flamingo, and there's a little wiener dog that was peeing on him earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Chases him around for a bit. There's the gerbil from G-Force. I don't know.
Guinea pig.
Or guinea pig, whatever. Roll credits, guys. That's the movie. Wait, but there's more. Did you guys stick around for the post-credit scene?
No.
I didn't know there was one. You missed it.
It's well, the part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe you missed.
Yeah, exactly. Nick Fury shows up and is like, "I understand you have a very specific set of skills. Why do you have an Irish accent, Nick Fury?" "Ah, because I'm played by Liam Neeson in this universe."
Oh.
No, but no, it's honestly, you know, there's like pictures of galaxies or shit, whatever the credits going. And then at the end, I don't know, it looked like either Jupiter was going into the sun or it was an eclipse or something. I don't know. But yeah, that was like the end of the movie. I was just waiting to see if there was going to be a post-credits thing because, you know, Iron Man had come out like a year earlier, so who knows? Could have been anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, that's Space Chimps 2, Zartog Strikes Back. Caesar, would you recommend this movie?
I would recommend it if you have an aneurysm and you need something to pass that through, that'll do it.
All right.
So she's destroying a box in retaliation of this movie.
Whatever. Fuck them. How about you, Heather? Would you recommend this movie? Or would you rather eat a cardboard box?
I think a cardboard box with some tapatio, maybe some Parmesan cheese, might actually taste pretty good.
I know Caesar is already picturing his wife eating some box. All right, babe, how about you?
I would rather eat a cardboard box.
Guys, I don't think you understand how horrible a cardboard box tastes, because I'm going to watch this bitch in 3D. I don't know about the rest of you guys.
So you're going to watch the first one?
No, just this one again.
What was the point of the whole thing?
To entertain children.
Yeah, to keep your kids entertained for an hour and 15 minutes. Are you talking about
this podcast? No, yeah. No.
Yeah.
The movie. No, that's not. No, oh. Not about this. No, about the movie.
What, did you the want movie. Like character development or something?
Yeah.
Did you want like a moral or a plot? You were on the wrong podcast, ma'am.
Did you want Comet to fall in love with a 6-year-old alien? No, is that what you're wanting, Heather?
No, I didn't want any of that, whatever that was.
She's a pederast, y'all.
Interstellar Chris Hansen's gonna be knocking on your door soon.
Oh.
I understand that you're on a podcast about space chimps too.
We're all on a list for watching this movie though.
Guys, I got some interesting fun facts, but first, as the dog is Jesus Christ.
He's going to town on this box. I don't even know where he got this box, by the way.
You have a fucking antler you're tripping on to get to the box. On that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Oh, but when we come back, we have more beer.
What?
Fun facts. And what we learned from Space Chips 2, Zartok Strikes Back.
Hey, everybody. Are you looking for the perfect stocking stuffer for the holidays? Do you like supporting the arts? Well, then you need to check out untidyvenus.etsy.com, the top one-stop shop that always pops her top. Are you a fan of dinosaurs? Snacks? Dinosaurs made out of snacks? Movie monsters? Unicorns? Cats? Dogs? Rats? Shrimp? Pokemon? Tie-dye? Paracord bracelets? Paracord dog leashes? Enamel pins? Coloring books? Block prints? Watercolor? Pet portraits? Buttons? Magnets? Stickers? Bottle openers? Artist trading cards? Or really anything else that's awesome? Then stop on by untidyvenus.etsy.com. That's a goddess who's bad at housekeeping.etsy.com. New items are popping up all the time, so be sure to follow her on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or Patreon at untidyvenus. Or visit her website at izzycreates.com for the latest. Did I mention the Snackosaurs? How about Gary the Unicorns? untidyvenus.etsy.com, the goddess who's bad at housekeeping. Check it out now.
Did you ever go on vacation with your family and hope the dance instructor would fall in love with you?
No, but I did think a guy with a giant boombox playing Peter Gabriel outside my window in the middle of the night meant true and undying love.
Listen to our podcast, Happily Ever Aftermath, where we revisit these movies and it turns out they weren't the best ideas.
What were you thinking?
You can find our podcast, Happily Ever Aftermath, on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or your favorite podcatcher.
You can also tweet at us at HEAMCAST, Heemcast.
Steve, he's literally putting pieces of the box on the antler.
He sure is. He's decorating his antler with his kill. I don't know.
That's hilarious.
Where did he get this box? Was this?
Oh, it was from when you brought from the liquor store the other day.
Okay.
It was just sitting there because I was consolidating things I didn't throw away. Yeah.
Do you guys actually have liquor stores out there?
Well, fun fact, we have one a mile from our house, but guess what? It's closing. Like in 2 weeks, as far as we're concerned. And then the next closest one's going to be about 20 miles away, 25? About
40 minutes.
Yeah, about 40 minutes away.
Down a canyon. Oh.
Is the liquor store not making money? How does that
work? Oh, no, it is. It is. But the ski resort that's like hosting it wants to turn that space into offices.
Yep.
All right.
But Evanston, Wyoming is only 90 minutes away. And guess what? You can get full kegs and stuff there.
Babe, we would never transport alcohol across state lines.
Oh, no. We just drink it all there and then drive back drunk.
There you go.
Me and the guy at the liquor store had that conversation that neither of us would definitely ever drive across state lines to get booze. But if the state of Utah forces us to, we really have no choice.
You did this, Utah. You gave Wyoming all of the money.
We'll just give them the taxes. On your
Yeah, by the way, guess what? You can't own an ape here in Utah either. You have to go to Nevada for that shit.
Oh, Nevada, you could own anything.
Yeah, Nevada's the Wild West. Too. Like, nobody cares.
Oh, Massachusetts,
yeah, Texas too, I believe.
Oh, shit.
I believe so. Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Oh, you mean Massachusetts?
Ooh, I have a friend who's a lawyer there. I will ask her. Shout out to Karis. I'm going to ask you about owning a monkey.
I need to talk to you about ape law real quick.
Yeah.
There's so many podcasts out there. How do I find the one for me?
For so long, I've searched for podcasts all over, but none of them seem to fit my needs. Where's my Nick Cage Pissing Fire podcast? Where's my Monkey Tickling? I couldn't find it anywhere until I found Everything I Learned From Movies podcast with Steve and Izzy. And now I get to hear about all the monkey tickling I want, baby.
So many podcasts out there are all talk and no Congo. That's why I listen to Everything I Learned From Movies.
Greatest living actor? Nicolas Cage, of course. That's why I listen to Everything I Learned From Movies.
One-liners, plot holes, gratuitous boobies? Fun fact, that's why I listen to Everything I Learned From Movies.
See if Everything I Learned From Movies is right for you at EILF Movies, that's Everything I Learned From Movies, on Twitter, Facebook, or Patreon. Free on all the major podcatchers.
Hey, Steve and Izzy, it's your old pal Mark Summers from the Nickelodeon Days, Double Dare, and many other shows, but I'm here to say Everything I Learned From Movies is unbelievable. What a great job you guys have done. Please tell me you don't feed Twinkies to the cats.
And we're back.
Oops. Oh my God, Steve. This is the greatest ads that ever added in the history of adding.
Oh, she said it.
Oh, do we need to let you go, Caesar?
No, no, I'm good. I'm good. Just, yeah, I don't know what that was. But anyway.
Okay.
Somebody's checking out your ad. That's what it is.
They see him rolling. They hate it.
Babe, I don't know about you. I'm a little thirsty. Oh, look, I have beer from Uinta Brewing. We have their Clear Days Juicy IPA. Is this 5%? I'm guessing. It's gotta be on here somewhere, right? They can't legally give it to me if it has a... Okay.
Oh, 5% alcohol by volume.
6%.
6%. Okay.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, about to get wasted. Woo! Oh, my top?
Yeah.
Shut up. Oh, so juicy. So many cat hairs. All right, there we go. And the poo.
Ooh, this is a beautiful golden beverage. Has a white foamy head. Lots of medium bubbles that seem to be dissipating.
Oh, like bubbles dissipating quickly. Oh, yeah. Mm.
Ooh, yeah. It's got a little bit of pine, yeah, but nice. It's also like got a really citrus and like almost kind of like a grapefruit or like pithy scent to it.
Yeah, drinking it's definitely like a almost like orange juice, like just kind of citrusy and a little pithy, but.
Yeah. Wow, this does taste like orange juice. That's crazy.
Oh, crazy.
Mm-hmm. More than this. There you go.
Give me my beer, Steve. I'm still sober.
Uinta's Clear Days Juicy IPA. Get some wherever you can. I don't know.
According to Untappd, we have drank this before.
Mm. Nice. Well, would any of you be interested in any fun facts about this movie?
I don't know, Steve.
Sure. Yes, please.
Fun facts, super fun facts, because fun facts.
Can you answer this question for me? How much money does this thing gross?
Oh, I got that answer for you, my friend. Couldn't find the budget. What do you think the worldwide gross for this movie was? That Space Chimps 2, Zartog Strikes Back.
$2,300.
$2,300, Heather.
Ooh.
Remember, it's a kid's CG animated movie in the early 2010s. So
maybe 40,000?
40,000. That's what. Okay. Babe, how about you?
You know what?
$1, Bob.
You know what? I'm going to guess that a bunch of people did take their children to see this. I'm going to say $200
million. $200 million? $4.3 million. Okay. But that's still a floppity flop, flop, flop for something like this. But
that's still a lot of money.
Yeah, and more than I was expecting. That's fair. I figured this was one of those, like, straight to DVD, like recycled footage from the first movie kind of things, but
yeah.
No.
But guys, yeah, it was in theaters.
Theatrical
release. Made $4.3 million.
That means we can recommend it to what were they thinking?
Shit, yeah, we can. All right, guys, Rotten Tomatoes. What do you think the critics score is? And yes, it does have one.
I am going to go with my super generous 17%.
6%.
Oh. 6. Caesar?
Oh, I'm going to go just shy of 10, so 9.
Heather is closest. It is 0% with the critics. One critic. In fact, there were 8 reviews. 7 of them were 1 out of 5, and 1 of them was 2 out of 5. The most positive review comes from Kevin Carr of 7M Pictures, who says, it has virtually no plot. 2 out of 5 stars.
Well, we could have told you that.
Yep. But nobody gives a fuck about the critics. What about that audience score?
I'm going to say 15.
15. Heather?
6.
Izzy?
3.
34% with the audience.
34% of people watch this like this.
1 in 3 that watched
this. That's too generous. That's too nice.
I hate this country.
Well, if it was out in theaters, what else was out in theaters at the same time? What was making
people thinking? Oh, God, I don't know. 2010? Yeah, shit, I don't know. I'd have to look it up. But yeah. Guys, okay, so I told you this was from Prana Animation. Does that sound familiar at all?
No.
Don't worry if it doesn't. Because other movies they have made with the visual effects and everything for include 2006's Hoodwinked. Have you guys seen that? It's like the
little red riding hood. I have not watched it, no.
I have watched it, and I remember actually kind of liking it. So they have that. They have the Unstable Fables, which apparently was a thing with Jim Henson in the 2000s. I don't know. The Tinkerbell movie. This. Tron Legacy. That's right. Tron Legacy, the same company.
That's so rare.
Transformers, wow. Dark Side of the Moon, or whatever, Dark of the Moon. Planes, the Cars knockoff that was Planes or whatever, and that sequel, Planes, Fire and Rescue. Tinkerbell and the Legend of the Never Beast. And then, guys, what if I told you these guys have Emmys?
What?
For their work on a look. For their work on a little show called Game of Thrones.
What?
They are the CG company for Game of Thrones.
And they made
all eight seasons. They have all of the
So they're the reason we didn't see any goddamn dragons.
Yeah, they were trying to figure it out with all these monkey movies, and then
these guys.
No. And then since then they've basically been. I guess they changed their name or got bought out or something to Rhythm and Hughes, and they did a 2019 VeggieTales show or something. But they were doing Game of Thrones for like 8 years or however long that went. So yeah, surprise!
Wow, plot twist!
Has anyone here watched VeggieTales?
I have seen a few episodes.
Okay, which one is the one that gets nailed to a cross? I'm just curious. Because they're all Christian, right?
I would assume the pickle.
Okay.
Find out next month when we do all the veggie tests.
No!
But ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the most important part. What did we learn from Space Chimps 2, Zartog Strikes Back? Heather, as our guest, would you like to go first?
I don't think she can hear us right now.
Oh, yeah, she's got her heads out. How about you, Caesar? Did you learn anything?
I learned that no matter how good you can produce a movie, you could still eat a bag of dicks with that bullshit.
Truer words have never been spoken. How about you, babe?
Oh, I learned that a banana berry can hack into a space shuttle and launch it, and then also completely debilitate an entire planet.
There you go. How about you, Heather? What'd you learn?
I think we lost her.
Oh, wait. No.
I think the banana berry phone got her.
She's been banana berried.
Yeah. Let's see. I learned sometimes being indispensable at your current job keeps you from being promoted to flight crew or whatever.
Steve, you already knew that.
I know. Goddamn. Space Chimps movies just kind of. Really bad to hit home. I also learned I might vote for somebody who just decides to wipe out Congress. I don't know. Make me make a choice, guys. I don't know.
Steve agrees.
Well, Heather, Caesar, thank you so much for joining us here on Everything I Learned from Movies. Do you have a social media presence at all that you'd like to share or...
A book you want to promote?
A book you want to promote, perhaps written by your wife? I don't know. Something like that?
That's her deal. Let her deal with it.
That's Heather Osoy, O-S-O-Y. Check it out on Amazon, Walmart. I'm not sure which one gives her more money, but or you can just send her money. I don't know. She's probably got a link for that. She's an artist. Help her out.
Yeah.
That's right. I only take 10%.
Yeah.
Woo!
Caesar's tired of being out on them streets, making all that goddamn money. Sucking off all those good. No, anyway. he wants to be home with the family.
He'll do anything he has to make that nut.
That's right.
Hey, no fun there.
I don't know how that could be taken any other way.
How about you, babe? Are you on social media at all?
I am. You can find me everywhere. Untidy Venus. That's a goddess who's bad at housekeeping. I'm on all the social medias at Untidy Venus. Steve.
Yeah. Babe, is there any way people out there could help you make your nut?
Yes, he hit me up on Patreon. At the time of this recording, I may even have my Etsy reopened.
What?
Although I don't know, I'm trying to figure out how to get around Etsy.
Just check out izzycreates.com. It has all the stuff on there.
Yeah.
And then hit her up. She'll give you a deal.
I'll give you a deal.
Untidy Venus. You can find me everywhere at all the major podcatchers under Everything I Learned from Movies. Or hit us up directly on Twitter, Facebook, Patreon, and Blueski at EILF Movies. That's Everything Other Than Friend Movies. Have a good night, everybody.
Take care, man. I don't know what happened to Heather there. She probably got caught up with the little ones there.
Yeah, well, they're probably watching Terminator without you.